I think it's very important to understand there are broader dimensions to America's role at the UN and how it corrupts and undermines the United Nations, how it sabotages the United Nations. This sabotage of the United Nations and this undermining of the United Nations has a global impact. Gaza is not the only conflict. Palestine is not the only conflict in the world. It's not even the only genocide. So it's important to recognize that the U.S. has engineered the UN, has manipulated the United Nations, and has organized the United Nations as an instrument of American policy, as an instrument for projecting American power and projecting American control all around the world. The United States uses the UN as a mechanism for domination globally, not just in Gaza, not just in the Middle East, not just for Israel's sake. It has corralled the nations of the world into the United Nations, into this organization, into this system. And it's an organization and it's a system that has been rigged in such a way to ensure American supremacy internationally, globally. So it's vital to understand that the United States uses the UN as a mechanism of control. It's a crucial part of their power. America uses the UN as an amplifier to broadcast their power beyond what they could do without that amplifier. And this is this corrupting of the United Nations from the beginning of the UN has made everyone in the world believe that the whole concept of international law, the rule of law, all of these things, international peace and security, treaties, and what have you, that these are all hollow concepts, hypocritical concepts. And no one actually expects countries to even behave in a law-abiding manner anymore. We've accepted a kind of despotism by the powerful because of what the United States has done at the UN, what they've done with the UN, and how they've used and abused the UN. Because America, as I said, from the beginning, has epitomized nothing but contempt for the concept of the rule of law, for the principles that are in the UN Charter. They have exhibited nothing but contempt for the principles that are in the UN Charter, except for using those principles and principles like the rule of law and so on, and treaties and obligations and so forth. They've only treated those as a sort of tool for coercion against countries that they deem to be their enemies or their rivals in some way. But it's never used against them. So this approach and this domination by the United States at the UN has had a deeply corrosive effect on international relations overall for the last, you know, since 1945. I mean, this is in fact one of the things that we face when we talk about the UN, when we talk about Article 6, is that everybody says that the UN is corrupt. Everyone says that the UN is a worthless organization. It's a useless organization. Okay, but then ask yourself why. Where does the UN have a good reputation? The UN has a terrible reputation internationally. It has a reputation at best of being incompetent and futile. You know, which conflict in the world, I mean, you talk about Congo, which conflict in the world, which conflict in Africa specifically, but anywhere in the world where there have been United Nations peacekeepers, where have they been involved in any conflict anywhere in the world where they did not commit abuses, where they didn't have allegations of sexual violence, of sexual exploitation, or even human trafficking? All of these things are associated in people's minds all around the world with UN peacekeepers. Everywhere the UN goes, allegations and cases emerge every time of United Nations staff acting like a criminal syndicate. This is what the United Nations has become. That's what it looks like, and that's how it acts when it's under American control. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be that kind of an organization, but they've made it that kind of an organization. You know, when we talk about kicking the U.S. out of the U.N., everyone says, well, what about the funding? Everyone always brings up the issue of American funding for the U.N. What are they going to do without that funding? Well, what I was just talking about, those crimes and abuses, that's what they've been funding. That's what they've been paying to keep the U.N. under their thumb. No one wants to talk about what they're using that money for, or how the UN, under U.S. management and being a recipient of American funding, has become an abusive, essentially criminal organization. And it's only ever used to advance American interests. I mean, did it ever occur to you that that U.S. funding has actually been the problem all along? You talk about, like, what are they going to do without the funding? Well, maybe they'll operate ethically without that funding. Maybe they'll operate morally without that funding. Maybe they'll operate legally and in conformity with global consensus without that funding. No, removing the funding, American funding, from the United Nations isn't a problem any more than stopping bribery and hush money is a problem.